Today on The Journey.
The serious Christian, set down for the first time in Christian community, is likely to bring with him a definite idea of what community life should be, but God's grace shatters such dreams.
Community has become a buzzword in modern culture and in the body of Christ. But do we truly know what makes a community work? Well, today, Ron Moore shares an ancient model for community that, once understood, can transform the way we do church. Just before that, I want you to note Ron's joyful holiday publication titled Advent, Preparing for Christmas. Within its pages, you'll find thoughts and activities to make this Christmas the most meaningful and uplifting ever. Advent is yours for a gift of any amount at ronmoore.org. Your gift today will help further this ministry of developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron with the message, Community, what is it? On The Journey.
So what in the world is this thing called community? As we kick off this series, what I want to do is take us right to the source and let's find out from Scripture what God says regarding this thing called community. So take your Bibles and open to the first book of the Bible, first chapter, first verse, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to see that community, right from the beginning, has its essence in the person of God Himself. Read this first verse with me. Many of you know it well. You ready? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In summary form, we're told in this first verse of Scripture that God created everything. And one striking feature about this foundational theological truth is that without explanation, we are told that God existed. We are told of His eternality there right from the very beginning of Scripture. The word God is the Hebrew word